There is a state law for these kinds of tax breaks that requires secrecy in negotiation. And actually, it's the company that actually gets to determine the secrecy. So, you know, one of the challenges is that there's a level of secrecy that's required by law. That's one thing. Now, that's not required that it, you know, be put on the consent calendar, and that it be, you know, put on there, you know, an hour or two before the vote, so that it, you know, the press doesn't notice it. And if it's on the consent calendar, it's not even talked about. It's just voted, you know, well, along with 10 other things. And to me, that was the part that I was uncomfortable with. I mean, if you look at the actual tax break, I would be comfortable laying it out on the table, and people could decide whether they think it's reasonable. I can tell you from the city's perspective, the existing J-bill jobs are at a rough almost twice the community average wage, and the jobs that they would get a tax credit for would have to be at least 15% above the community wage, and what we would be giving back to them is a maximum of 26% of the increase in the property taxes that they would be paying if they built this $50 million headquarters. And so in terms of the tax break, you know, it sounded like something that you know, I could certainly defend, but I was uncomfortable with the way it was done. And so that's what I asked the city council to have a workshop on, so we could talk about how do we do this, because I think there are, you know, I'm the newest person on council, and so maybe this is the way it has to be done. But my assumption is that it could be, you know, we could put more cards on the table without violating state law.
Right, because a violation, anyone who violates this, I read in the state statutes, is guilty of a second degree misdemeanor, I believe. So there's obviously some stakes involved here. Mm-hmm. But what are some ideas that you have of how, you know, you could still follow the statutes but be more open about it?
Well, I would think that, you know, we would have to describe the companies more generically. So, because frankly, it doesn't really matter who the company is. It's okay. We have a company that, you know, has this many employees. This is the wages they're paying. This is what they're prepared to invest. Here's the tax break we're prepared to offer them. And, you know, as part of the state statute, and the county and the state have, you know, have matches that go in with this. The largest share of hard money is really the state. And then you put it on the agenda just like a normal item. And, you know, and when asked if the state says you can't say, you know, if the law says you can't say what it is, you know, then you don't tell anybody. You know, only the staff who's working on it has, you know, knows. But the tax break ought to be defensible on its face regardless of who it's for.
And what's the total dollar amount that it ended up being? What do city residents kind of owe this company now?
Well, it's about $13 million or so, but that's really a kind of a gross overstatement, because $11 million of that was road improvements that we had already had in our plans to do for that road. I think it's Gandy Boulevard. And so it's something, because it was something that we already had in our plans to do, we got to credit that as part of our share of the tax break. And so there's really only about $2 million that they would actually get of what would be new money, because everybody's going to benefit from the widening of Gandy Boulevard. I think it's really you know, a matter of, as a local government, we ought to try to have a system that is as open as the law allows us to be. And that's the reason I asked for a workshop, is to find out how open can we be.
That was St. Petersburg City Council member Carl Nurse. The council will vote on July 24th whether to hold a public hearing to figure out ways for more openness in secret deals between the city and businesses. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.